Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. It's Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. Welcome to the show.
Basically, my question is this. I was listening to you talk about the effects of an inflammatory diet and it's how necessary it is to do something about that. In the case of, say, someone who has asthma or bronchitis, can that be approached through a dietary way to deal with this and control it?
It can. And one of the big issues with asthma has to do with the production of histamine in the body. And so when you look at the foods that you eat, you want to cut down foods such as the foods that produce the most histamine. Your higher sweet fruits like bananas, melon, watermelon, those kind of things can be kind of an issue. So you want to look at those. Also, with your other histamine-producing foods, a lot of the grains, so if it contains gluten in it, which is a protein found in most grains, your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, those kind of deal, cutting out those foods for about 3 or 4 weeks, you can notice a big difference in the types of symptoms that you'll have. And then also what you want to look at, which is quite helpful, is dairy products. And typically cow's milk, dairy is a big culprit for a lot of people, and people struggle with allergies with it. But the reason is it's very mucus forming. So when you shift over to like a coconut milk or goat's milk, a lot of people don't seem to have the same histamine type response. So those are just a couple things to look at. Also, hydrochloric acid, breaking your proteins down better, your regular digestive enzymes, vitamin B6, and also vitamin B3, which is nice and can be helpful too. So you might want to look at that at your health food store, checking out different supplements that can help along the way. So you look at that and possibly be helpful to you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget our wellness team experts are in your area. We've got a great team that's growing every single day. Our nutrition and lifestyle-based experts that can kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. Go online. You can call the phone number there or check us out on the web at Get Well Radio. If you need help finding an expert in your area, just let us know, and we can find one of our team members to get you the help that you need. Now, let's check it off and go over to Sean. Hi, Sean.
I have a rare form of paranoid schizophrenia that I've lived with for about 30 years now. And they're not telling me, they haven't told me what kind it is. But I was wondering, what could I do to get better with it and learn to cope with it better? Because there's supposed to be a lot of health issues that come with this form of schizophrenia. I've already had a bypass done, an acute attack on my pancreas, and a couple other things. I'm taking the fish oil pill that you keep talking about. What else could I do? Is there a medication that will help me deal with it better?
There is. There are certain meds, and I would go to your psychiatrist and talk to them about that. I really would, because there are several different medications. In schizophrenia, it's not just a one-size-fits-all. I mean, really, you almost have to play around with certain medications and the levels of the medications to get yourself where you feel balanced. So that might be something that you want to look into. And I would go talk to your psychiatrist. And sometimes even getting multiple opinions can be helpful as well. So again, with that kind of issue, I would definitely look at it and see, just see what they say. Now, from a natural perspective, whole different thing is going on. From the natural side of things, there are different nutritional perspectives that can be looked at. really what you want to look at is dopamine and also serotonin. These two brain chemicals or neurotransmitters, when you balance those out nutritionally, things can be helpful. But schizophrenia, just so you know, is a pretty strong medical condition. It's kind of like bipolar. You don't want to play around with that. And I'm not really a big fan. You know, I'll tell you always my thoughts. And that's what I'm here for, just to kind of be a soundboard more than anything. But when it comes to those types of mental brain chemistry instabilities, medicine is always a great manager. And it's something you don't want to ever try to do on your own or just say, hey, I don't want to take these drugs, I'm not into them. That's not what you want to do. When you're dealing with something like schizophrenia, always want to go under the guidance of your psychiatrist, follow what they tell you, and then also get into the nutritional realm. And I get a good dietitian, nutritionist, someone that can work with you, wellness team expert, that can help you create and construct a good nutritional plan. Because your higher protein foods, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, especially eggs, contain choline in them, which is beneficial, extremely beneficial, for raising certain brain chemicals. And that for you is going to be important, of course, with all that you're dealing with. So that's a big one. Also, you can look at certain supplements. You have to be very careful because these supplements can interact with the medications. Like vitamin B6 is known to be very helpful with dopamine levels. Tyrosine and phenylalanine, also dark chocolate produces, it can help raise dopamine levels as well. I mean, there's a lot out there that can make a big difference. You can change. You really can. You don't have to be stuck, but you need to have good guidance with some folks as well. It's good you're taking the fish oil. Don't take the gel caps, though. They're okay, but they're not the best. You get a better absorption rate when you're actually taking the oil itself and not the gel caps. Those tend to be a lot better with what you're dealing with, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget, you can go online. If you miss something that I say or don't get to write it down, you're driving in your car and you say, man, this guy talks fast. Well, I do. Got a lot of people we got to take care of, and there's a lot of people on the lines. We got to keep moving. But, you know, it's one of those things where you can go to the website. You can find this information at the website, getwellradio.com, and find the information that you need to be able to get you the help that you need. That's what we're there for. All right, walking, they say, for heart health will speed it up. Fast walking and jogging every day can cut your risk of heart disease and stroke by as much as 50%. But an hour's walk every day does not make a difference, according to a new Danish study. The researchers said their findings suggest that exercise intensity rather than duration is what matters in protecting against metabolic syndrome, which refers to a combination of factors such as high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar levels, and abnormal fat levels, and abdominal obesity, the increase of heart disease risk, diabetes, and stroke. So it's more about the intensity than duration. Get in there and bust your butt, literally, in a quicker duration, and you'll get more out of it. So they said Eva Prescott and colleagues at Copenhagen Hospital did a study, and in this they found that people who were least active were most likely to have metabolic syndrome, and nearly one-third of inactive women and about 37% of inactive men had metabolic syndrome. By the end of the study period, metabolic syndrome had developed in about 15% of the people who didn't have the syndrome by the start of the study. They found that the higher intensity exercise made the biggest difference, cutting it by about 50% of risk. And get this. People that went on for an hour longer or walk, casual walk each day, it didn't make any difference. So if you're out lollygagging around, picking berries while you walk and walking your dog, it's time to make a change. That is not doing a hill of beans for your overall health in the general sense. Time to crank up the intensity. Get out of the garden and get on a bike or get out there making a bigger difference. We'll be right back. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1776.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.20.19, $9.10.10 for a half ounce, or $4.55.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.20.19, $9.10.10, and $4.55.05.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. We can make your email part of the show, question, whatever you want. You know, I always encourage people. Some people don't want to call and talk about their own issues. That's okay. I get that. Sometimes you just don't want to do that. But maybe you have a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that's struggling with their health and really wants to go to the next level. Maybe you hear them talk about it all the time. You know, you're at work or family gatherings and they just sit around and talk about diabetes or the big toe hurts. All kinds of things. Anxiety, depression, get sad, can't sleep. I mean, you know, it's amazing at all the different things that you hear. And, you know, wouldn't you like to have some information you could give people and encourage them, tell them they can go to the next level and that there's a possibility and hope that they can get well, that they don't have to deal with these kind of situations? You know, that would be a blessing and a real powerful tool in the middle of it all. That's what we hope for. We hope that you'll call and talk about these sorts of things. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to go to the next level and you want to help others and carry them with you. That's part of it. It's about people helping people. And that's what this show is all about. It's about you going and reaching out and helping others so that they can truly, truly walk a better life. We got Samantha in New York, and she writes in. She says, I've been struggling recently with hot flashes. My doctor wants to do hormone replacement therapy, but I really can't get – I'm sorry. I really don't want to go that route. What do you think? Well, it just depends. You know, the hormone replacement therapy is a big topic. A lot of people struggle with it, and women especially want to go that route, especially when menopause starts setting in. Hormones begin to change, but always challenge the doctor that you're working with to look a little bit deeper. Look at your pituitary gland growth hormone levels, see if that might be a factor. When they look at your thyroid levels, making sure that they look at your TPO antibodies, which the TPO antibodies are looking for more of what we call Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which can be an autoimmune condition of the thyroid. And that sometimes can mimic a lot of these type of symptoms that you would deal with normally with hormone levels being off. So, for example, when they check your estrogens, have them check estradiol, which they're going to do. That's pretty basic. But then also estrone and estriol. All of those play a huge role in your overall health equation. And when estrogens get out of whack, if you will, then you can start having excess body fat gain. You can be more emotional. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that can go on. So for supplements and for a diet, number one, the big key when you're having hormone issues, always, 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 is that you want to keep your fat levels in the diet at about 25% of your overall caloric intake. Now, I know you're thinking, well, fat's going to make me fat. Not really. If you do the good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, those kind of things. I mean, that's where your victory is going to come, because the baseline of our hormones, remember, they're made from cholesterol and fat. I mean, that's where our hormones are made from. So if we have a low-fat diet, then it's very hard for our body to produce the right kind of hormones. So that right there in itself can be a huge ticket to finding the health that you're looking for. Really getting the right kind of fats in your diet plays a big role. And then there's supplements that can help. If you're dealing strictly with hot flashes, black cohosh, blue cohosh can be helpful. If you want to manage your estrogen levels, keeping them at a good pace and at a good range, you know, you definitely want to look at something like nettle root, which can block DHT. And you also can look at DIM, which is good at blocking the conversion rate of estrogen, especially the estrogens that we get a ton in our food supply, especially in our water supply. Now that we're drinking out so many plastic bottles and the bisphenol A or BPA that is actually in these bottles, I mean, it's tremendous at what we deal with and what we struggle with. So a couple of things to keep in mind as you're dealing with that. But yeah, I mean, hormone replacement therapy can work, but I think it should be a last resort. After you've cleaned up your environmental toxins and you've changed your diet and you've got everything kind of set in motion, then get your blood test done on a regular basis and see what turns up. If they're showing up at that point as an issue, then you might want to consider it. But, you know, of course, let your doctor guide you, but be educated yourself. Don't just jump right into it because of the quick fix and hopefully that it'll make you feel better. That's what you don't want to do. You want to make sure that, of course, at the end of the day, that you get a good plan together, but you do things on the natural side first and get your body to push it to make its own. That's the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Look, about almost a year ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I'm a truck driver, and I was just wanting to know what are some vitamins that I can take over the counter to help me stabilize and give me more energy, because, you know, I'm on the road all the time for the night, and a lot of times I feel like, you know, even though I get my 8 to 10 hours of rest, I still feel kind of tired. And I don't always eat healthy out here like I should, but I'm just wanting to know what can I take, because I'm on metformin 500 milligrams. Also, I take lisinopril 10 milligrams.
All right. Well, if you're doing these sorts of things and you're already taking the metformin, there's some things out there. You know, the diet is the key. Food is our best medicine. And with metformin, it's your insulin receptors that have kind of gone down a little bit. They're not working as well as they used to. And some great things. Here's a little trick of the trade. Making sure you get a fat and a protein with your carbohydrate at each meal will definitely help stabilize your blood sugar levels. So, for example, you eat a couple of eggs for breakfast, which has fat and protein in it, with a bowl of fresh berries. Going to be great. Your meat, such as chicken or fish, with salad and some avocado, maybe a little bit of dressing. The fats and the protein will help stabilize any issues with carbohydrates, which lettuce is really low anyway. But like, let's say, for example, you had some beans or peas with a meal, or even some fruit. If you had fats with it, like almonds, it'll help stabilize the blood sugar, and that makes a big, big difference. Chromium picolinate, alpha lipoic acid, and vanadyl sulfate are great supplements, along with cinnamon, that have been known to help stabilize blood sugar. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy to grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our question for the day comes to you, of course, again by Gene Mee. Gene Mee is a cutting-edge genetic-based company that can develop customized nutrition based on your own blueprint and your own DNA. They do genetic assessments, a very simple kit that comes to you, and you swab the inside of your cheek, take some of the cells, and actually can find out your exact DNA, your blueprint, which I think is actually powerful. And then they can create customized nutrition to figure out exactly what your body needs. So no more guessing and no more figuring out exactly what you need. Wouldn't you like to know your own blueprint and what your body needs specifically? Because my body's different than yours. And that's what's great about just not a one-size-fits-all. You can have your own customized plan. You can go to getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. And check them out. Cutting-edge information. It is powerful. It puts blood work almost in the secondary when it comes to nutrition because it actually provides incredible information, not just what's going on today or yesterday, but actually what's been going on your whole life and what you're pre-programmed for. And that's what's powerful, coming up with the right kind of nutrients for what your body needs to go to the next level. That's getgeneme.me. You can check them out there as well. We've got Kristen in Wisconsin. She wants to know, what she can do to bring her energy levels up. She said the doctor said her thyroid is doing great. She had that blood test done. So she says, what can I do to increase my overall energy? It's a great question because energy levels go hand in hand with just about everything that we deal with. And getting your energy levels where they need to be is a big key. One thing you want to consider with energy is the adrenal glands, but also the pituitary gland. I think it's underutilized. We don't look at it enough. And that's why we call it the master gland in physiology. We call it the main gland that controls all the other hormone systems. So making sure that it's in line is definitely important. Now, what do? I mean, you get it checked out, simple blood test. They check your HGH levels. And, of course, it's a big primary factor with thyroid conditions not working the way that they need to. So you can easily get that checked out. Your physician can run a blood test and get those numbers. Now, if there is a condition with it or if it's very, very low, a couple things you can do. Number one, weight-bearing exercise is phenomenal. Weight training is even better. So I'd get with a personal trainer and figure out exactly what you need to do to come up with a good game plan exercise. Now, with exercise, what you can do is you can definitely go even a couple of days a week, maybe one day a week, but having someone walk with you and go through a whole process with you on a regular basis, teaching you new exercises and teaching you to go to the next level is always the first step. Now, the second thing is when you're dealing with growth hormone levels and even the HGH, there's a lot of boosters out there, so there's a lot of different supplements that make claims that they can do things, but it's about getting the ones that really can produce. Now, the ones that do that contain L-citrulline, L-arginine, green tea, quercetin, and the like. Folate is a big piece, too, in that equation to actually create the right combination to make sure that your body can produce and push its own levels of growth hormone out. It's kind of the anti-aging hormone that they've done and a lot of the research. So something you want to consider as you look at along the way. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can call us online right now. But next, we're going to go to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello. I'm first-time caller and first-time listener. So
you're
I don't
welcome.
Even know what kind of a doctor you are. Can you handle two of us, granddaughter and grandma?
I think I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Granddaughter, first 10 years spent in an orphanage in Mexico. She was adopted. She's 4'11", 160 pounds. She's 1 month into making her third baby. She has psoriasis on her skin, and she has morning sickness, and she called me, how do I get over the morning sickness, Grandma? So,
okay.
Can you answer that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can. There's several things that she can do, depending on her resources and what she has. Ginger root is really good at helping morning sickness if you want to go for more of a natural perspective. I don't know what her access is to medications over there, but the ginger root has always been good. You can make it into a tea, or she can eat the root itself, and that helps take care of a lot of the nausea. There's some different herbal formulas that can help, too. You can get the ginger root actually put and chopped up into little capsules. I don't know if maybe you can find that at a health food store, maybe get that to her, but they make certain formulas that work very well to cut down the morning sickness. And it doesn't really get rid of it. It depends on how severe it is with her, but it can take the edge off, that's for sure. Now, that's ginger root is one of the best known ways to do that from more of a natural perspective.
Okay. And does she need to be taking a B6 or a B vitamin or something? Will that help too?
Well, folic acid is what's recommended typically in all the research for anyone that's dealing with pregnancy. So I'm sure, hopefully, they've got her on that. You know, and the only challenge with it is the main issue you need folic acid is not for morning sickness, but it's for the potential for neural tube defects, which is a potential birth defect. But that only happens within the first 10 weeks of conception. And typically, by the time you find you're pregnant, you're right around that time. So if you haven't been taking folic acid up to that point, you kind of missed the window. But it's good to take it during pregnancy. That's what all the OBs recommend typically. So,
okay. And on me, I want to lose weight.
Okay. You want to lose weight? What are you doing right now, and how much weight do you need to lose?
I heard the diet you gave Dan, and that sounded pretty good. And I don't walk, but I probably should. And I told somebody today, I think I'm made out of butter. I'm 5'1", 200 pounds.
All right, you're 5'1", 200. So what would your ideal weight be, like 120?
Oh, well, I haven't been 120 since I was in high school.
Okay, well, that's the question I want to know. What did you weigh in high school, 120?
Anywhere from 120 to 135.
Okay, well, that's possible. Just so you know, that's possible. If your body was there before, see, we think as we get older, we just get fat. It's just part of getting older. But it's really not. I mean, your body, especially as a female, is well-developed at 18, 19, 20 years young. So, you know, even though there are hormone changes and all that go on later in life, still if you maintain a very good active lifestyle and you eat the right kind of foods and you put the right kind of foods in on a regular basis, your body can get back to where it was. Very possible. So you don't have to be stuck where you are. So let's get started with this. First and foremost, what I want to know is you're not really exercising that much. I'm assuming at 200 pounds that you're not eating that great either. Is that right?
Probably not.
Okay, probably not. But you want to get well from what I'm hearing. Okay. So here's a couple of things you got to understand. Your diet is going to be pretty much everything. So I would say 80% of your success is going to be what you eat every day and being really disciplined with that. Now, the other piece of it is your exercise, and weight training is going to have to be a part of what you do at least 2 days a week, and you're going to have to exercise at least 5 days a week to get the kind of results that you're looking for. You're going to have to push your body. I would even almost go as far as saying 6 days a week, but the sixth day could be something like yoga or just something where you're staying active. Do you have access to a gym or a YMCA or anything like that where you could go take classes or anything? Yes.
I have barbells in the house.
Do you have anything locally, though?
Yeah,
you're going to have to have someone help you.
I could pay to go to a gym.
Say again?
I could pay to go to a gym.
Okay, we're going to need to do that. Let me tell you why. It's been proven, I talked about that earlier, that when you get in a group setting, you're going to be, it's exponentially, your success goes through the roof. And, you know, knowing that you don't exercise that often, you probably don't know how to exercise properly. And the weight training is what's going to build lean muscle tissue. It's going to help burn your body fat twice as much, and you're going to get better results. And it's going to increase bone density for you, which is a female that's very important. So having someone to work with you is a great tool for your overall success. And you don't have to do it forever, because once you go a few times, you'll kind of pick up on the routines. And there'll be things that you can learn there with some of your personal training sessions that you will be able to do at home, even with your own dumbbells. But I would say for the first month at least, you want to go and develop that accountability that they would give you. And even going over there on your days that you don't do weight training and walking on the treadmill or getting on the elliptical machine, you know, anything like that, just being around the energy of other people working out and exercising is a good thing. It will push you. And the hardest part of exercising, I'm telling you, is getting to the place of where you're going to exercise. If you can just get out of the house and get in your car and get there, your success is going to go up immensely. So that's a big key. So let's talk about diet for just a minute. Typically, what do you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a regular day?
I had sweet potatoes this morning and 2 eggs.
Okay. And then what about lunch and dinner?
Lunch, I had an apple and a piece of cheese, and I fixed meatloaf, and I had meatloaf, and I had leftover sweet potatoes, so I had sweet potatoes and meatloaf for dinner.
Okay. Not too bad. I mean, you know, typical. No snacks in between?
Yeah, I did butter a graham cracker, but, you know, I've cut down a lot of what I eat because I'm trying to lose weight.
So you just kind of cut the portion sizes back a little
bit? Right.
Yeah, okay. What about your drink? Do you drink coffee, soda, water? What is your drink of choice?
I probably don't drink enough water, but I had 3 cups of coffee today.
Okay, 3 cups. You sleep okay?
Once in a while, I have to get up in the middle of the night.
But do you go to sleep fairly well?
Yes.
Okay. Sleep through the
night?
That's
because I work so hard.
So you work do you sleep about 8 hours?
About that, yeah. About 7.
Okay. All right. So hang tight. What we'll do is we'll come up with an overall game plan. Knowing that, I think we can come up with a good plan when we come out of this commercial break, okay? So hang tight. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. Send me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget, our wellness providers and team experts are in your city. So if you need help with nutrition and lifestyle-based care and trying to find someone to fit your needs, you can give us a call or check us out online there at the website, getwellradio.com. All right, let's go to Ben now. Hi, Ben. We lost Ben. Let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm better than yesterday. What's up?
All right, two quick subjects. One is I've got a grandfather that died of stomach cancer. I've got cancer. My grandmother has cancer. Cancer runs in my family, and I found some research recently that suggested that this is a research group, naturopath doctors, holistic doctors, who said that this is 3 years ago when they came out with this, every single cell has, cancer cell has a fungus attached to it. You know, you've heard of Candida albicans, obviously. And my question for you is, what is your opinion on that? Is there anything that you have heard in that realm or along those lines?
Yeah, it's a theory, and definitely it's a theory that's out there right now. That, you know, fungus is a strong indicator of what causes cancer. So a lot of different theories out there. There's nothing proving that at this time. And I'm not the big evidence-based, everything has to be evidence-based guy either. You know, I'm definitely open and read a ton. And there's some validity to it. I can understand their premise and what they're thinking about it. But are you asking me, is that the real deal? Is that kind of your bottom line question?
Well, I just wanted to run that past you and see what you thought, if you've come across any research or if you had opinions on it. The second question I have you heard of clustered and unclustered water or structured and unstructured water?
Have I heard of it? In what regard?
Well, basically when the Romans invented the piping, the modern-day water flow system with the, you know, where aqueducts channel rainwater down through man-made pipes, that the force and flow of the water removes an electron from the water molecule, and so it becomes unstructured or imperfect. And there are certain companies, I'm not going to say who they are, but there are certain companies that, health companies, that are claiming that their water purification system, for example, has a gravity flow that is produces perfect water molecules, clustered water, or what they call structured water, and that this water is the best water for your cells, and it actually detoxes the cell and fully lubricates it so that the body can function at optimum health versus any type of man-made water that's gone through any type of a man-made flow. And that would be like rainwater falling off the rocks into the rivers and drinking that, you know, versus something that runs through a pipe. My question being is, have you heard of anything along that lines? And I've heard that it also can detox the cells so that people have actually overcome cancer and different ailments through that.
There are a lot of claims. I've got one word for that kind of water, and it's marketing. Okay? I mean, is there a good premise behind it? Yeah. I mean, rainwater and all that whole concept, yes. And the whole Romans, yes. I'm very familiar with the whole concept. At the end of the day, this is where we live. One of the best things you can get as far as water goes, you don't have to buy a big machine. Distilled water either whether you get a distiller or whether you go fill up glass jugs at your local supermarket, and for 79 cents or a dollar, you can fill up a huge 5-gallon jug, whatever it is, that's your better bet. But as long as you have some kind of filtration system going on with where you are, that's a great way to go. Now, the whole Kangen water system that they've got out there and some of the other companies, are they good? Yeah, they are good. I mean, the reverse osmosis and all, are they? Yeah, it's fine. My gosh, I'm just glad people are drinking water, period. You know, it's one of those deals where we don't drink enough water at all as a nation, and we're very dehydrated. Now, tap water is a bit, I have a big issue with that. I can rant and rave about fluoride and chlorine and all, you know, the toxins that are in our water supply. But as far as getting something like distilled water versus, you know, the water that the Romans used to get and pulled a molecule, and, you know, here's the deal. Drink water. Drink half your body weight in it. Go for distilled as much as you can. Filtered is your next best. And filtered, you know, spring water and those sorts of things. And it's your body's going to handle right. Your body has a pretty amazing mechanism in it already that will, you know, the cells and the turnover and the ability for the body to regenerate good, new, healthy cells. We have to give it the best raw materials that we can do. I mean, that's for sure. So your ideas and the way you're doing your research and all is great, and the fine details, but it's the bottom line for me, my opinion, okay, is that getting a good general source of water, not having to buy these machines and not having to say, well, you know, anytime somebody says ours is superior, I would be a little bit cautious, because every company is going to say that theirs is superior, regardless of the concept of it. I mean, look at all the different drinks out there made from mango stains and everything else that do have good health properties, but everyone says theirs is the best. And the companies come and they go, and the products come and they go. And do they work? Yeah, they get good benefits, but it's not a silver bullet. And it's not going to be something that's going to revolutionize and change everything. You still need cod liver oil, in my opinion. You need fish oil, and we need to eat more fish, and we need to have better rest, and we need to exercise more. And there's so many variables to health that it's not just one thing. So water, there's my stance on it. And I've got multiple opinions, but I think that when it comes down to these machines and water, I think it's a little bit over the top. All right, thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.